We're here at Comic-Con, live recorded at Comic-Con. I found a quieter spot because basically in the exhibit hall, there's no way. It's too loud. You wouldn't be able to hear me. It would be horrible to listen to. So hopefully this is a relatively listen-able show. Listen-able broadcast. So work brought me to Comic-Con in Denver all 4 days-ish this year, which is decidedly too much Comic-Con. you could come, 4 days and it's probably fine. But on the other hand, you could come 2 days and also be fine and just in a different way. You know, fine, but a little overwhelmed in 4 days, or actually fine in 2 days would be my way of summarizing that up pretty nicely. Got this weird guy walking around. We'll see if he just decides to sit right across from where I am. So I have a few tips for people who've never attended one of these before, now having done it. My number one tip would be if you dress in a costume, which I had a Krang costume going, a real on-the-cheap Krang, which involves suspenders and a Tupperware and these kind of things. I would recommend, when you take off your costume to go to the bathroom, that you do it not in the stall, but somewhere else. Because when you do it in the bathroom stall, let's just say one of your suspenders clips busts and goes flying off, it's going to go flying off into the toilet, almost guaranteed. Mine didn't. Although, a bathroom floor of a convention center that's full pretty much is a toilet. We can split hairs about what is and isn't a toilet. For me, a toilet is mostly defined by where pee goes. Where's the pee? That's the toilet. On or in, it's still the toilet, right? Regardless. I did break a suspender and then spent about 30 minutes fixing a suspender, which suspenders are totally fixable, but these are, cheap, shitty suspenders. I was going to say that, like, I now have a newfound respect for suspender wearing, like, hipster people. Excuse me, but I don't, because suspenders are clearly an inferior way to hold your pants up. A belt looks nice. Suspenders make you look crazy. Also, adjusting suspenders versus adjusting a belt. When you adjust suspenders, you have to adjust two different sides, and you have to do it equally. And you have to find this right balance between tension and non-tension, right? To get the pants to stay up, but also not to be, like, in your ass. And that's impossible. It's impossible to do. Luckily, my suspenders weren't actually suspending any pants, so I didn't have to worry about it. But yeah, and I was like, man, I wonder if there's like a... There needs to be... Someone should set up a booth here at Comic-Con that's like costume emergency room, right? And they have like all colors of duct tape. They have hot glue. They have paint and shit. All kinds of crap. Now there's music going. I don't know what this music is. Just weird music. Anyway. They should set that up here, probably, like an emergency zone. And it's like, well, I'm sure other people's... My costume was suspenders and duct tape and Tupperware, so I gotta believe other people's costumes broke, and broke in a more severe and serious way, right? That must have happened. So I'm sitting out here right now, but in about a little bit, I don't know, a half hour, I'll head over. I'm going to a closing ceremony, which normally I don't do at a conference. One time I went to a library conference. The closing speaker was Betty White, and I went purely because I thought I should, because my work sent me, you know what I mean? So it's like, ugh, I should go. But, and I regretted it. I stayed for like 5 minutes. I mean, say what you will about Betty White, whether or not she's funny, whether or not it's funny for a grandma to say funny things. She wasn't even really saying funny things. She was just talking about how she likes animals. Which is like, who doesn't? Listen, Betty White, there are some things that make you special. You're a rapping granny, and that's sort of special, not special. But being a granny who likes giraffes is not that unique. Who's like, I like animals at the zoo. All right, good one. So normally I don't go to a closing ceremony because usually it's not worth it. It's usually like a waste of time. But this closing ceremony, which will probably also be a waste of time, is a nerd wedding. It's an actual couple actually getting married, and he's going to be dressed as Batman, and she's dressed as some kind of dragon mom from Game of Thrones. Getting tired of telling people I've never watched Game of Thrones. I feel like it's so weird to me that people are shocked when you're like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. And they're like, really? And you're like, yeah, I mean, what is there, like 4 or 5 seasons now? So I got to watch like 80 hours of this stuff to be caught up at this point? And like, I don't like swords and sorcery and dragons. But basically, Game of Thrones, I asked someone about it and they were telling me, and then I was like, whoa, 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 there's dragons in that? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm out. Like, I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a narrative that has dragons in it, or a game, or a book, or a movie. I'm sure there's got to be one. Maybe Pete's Dragon, based 30% on It's My Name. Because when you're a kid, that's pretty much enough. I wonder if, you know how they have those Cokes and it has names on it? I wonder if kids are, like, really into that. And then their parents are just like, motherfucker, can't you just buy whatever one is right there? Like, can't you just get the closest one? What difference does it make? And they're like, you don't understand. I'm a little kid. Okay, fucker. So, you know, we've been here, been in Denver for like 4 days. I haven't been home since Friday, and it's Monday, which is weird. Stayed at a couple Airbnbs. Went out to a nice restaurant the other night with Nicanor and Katie and Alec. We were sitting there, and I had just finished a lackluster hamburger when a mouse ran out from another booth, ran across Nicanor's shoe, and then ran back into the booth. And, like, it just happened, and I was like, well, I'm done eating, so I guess whatever. The damage is done at this point, right? And also, you know, I was like, should we tell, like, do you tell the waitress? Do you say, like, hey, just so you know, there was a mouse, like, is she going to do anything, or is she prepared to do anything? But then I also thought, like, well, in this particular case, the waitress was real drunk and had no problem telling us. She's like, I am so drunk. It's like the end of the night. And we're kind of like, yeah, not really. I mean, still got like an hour left and we're here. But fine. She wants to get schwaced. That's her business. But, you know, it's like, how much is she going to care? She like wanted to close out our check so she could continue getting drunk and get out of there. I couldn't tell whether she wanted to leave or wanted to get serious about being drunk. But it was one of those for sure. Probably both. I mean, probably one followed by the other immediately. I don't know the order. That's what I don't know. Lots of costumes at Comic-Con. So I'm boobed out for sure. Boobed and butted out. Like, boobs and butts have no meaning. I need to like watch old Disney films or something until bodies have no meaning, or just abstract art, maybe, like just squares on canvas until I'm like, oh, okay. I had a run-in. I had a few like nerd run-ins where it's like these weird nerd run-ins where you don't know that they're run-ins, because they're not really run-ins, but they are. But here's my advice. If you're coming to Comic-Con, whether you're an established nerd or a new person or just like a lurker who just wants to come check it out, okay? Number one, your relative odor is not part of your identity. I'm not going to accept that anymore. Like, I don't shower every day. That's not who I am. That's fine when you are in your apartment by yourself. Okay? I don't care. I can understand even... I don't want to understand it, but I'll understand if you want to say, I just don't shower very often and that's how I live. This is like a special event, and you're going to be surrounded by other people. And if you start the day smelly, it's only going to get worse. You're going to be hot and sweating. So, when you come, shower. Not feel free to shower. Not consider showering and deodorizing. Do it. Do not not do that. Pete's list of things that you do not not do. Number two is if you possibly can refrain from talking to yourself, like, in a nonstop narrative as you're walking around. I saw a lot of that today, which I know I'm doing into a microphone right now. If you're going to just talk to yourself, just bring a backpack, bring a microphone with a cord, and just stick the cord in your backpack. And then it'll just look like you're talking into a thing, and then you can just have your little narrative to yourself as you go, and no one will give a shit. It'll be perfect. Number three, when you see people in costumes, don't say, "What are you? Who are you supposed to be?" You could take a guess if you want, but I wouldn't. It's like insulting. Just say, "I like your costume," or say nothing. This is a good example of the time when it's like, say something nice or don't say anything at all. And when you ask someone, "What are you supposed to be?" I think it implies that you don't really know what they are. You know what I mean? Which implies, well, it says you don't know what they are. It implies that maybe it's because they did an inferior job with their costume, right? Like, I could see how someone would interpret it that way. And so could any rational person. So don't ask. Don't ask. If you don't know, I mean, whatever. I guess you'll have to go through the whole fucking, your whole life not knowing. That's the price you'll pay. That's the heavy, heavy toll that you'll have to pay. And you'll be fine. You'll live. Those are most of my tips. Stay somewhere in walking distance. That's a big one. Because it's way better than parking and doing all that shit every day. That's a scheme. That's a scam. That's a trick. That's a trap. This guy is just, like, looking out the door. I don't know what he's looking for. Because, like, the whole wall is glass. And then he opened the door and looked out just to see, like, is this a real image that I'm seeing through this transparent door? Or is this, like, a projected TV image of what would be outside this door, most likely? He, like, looked out, looked around, and then came back in and shook his head, like, nope, not there. People are so strange. If you have kids, I saw a lady who, her kid was dressed like Max from Where the Wild Things Are, which is kind of funny because, you know, he was like doing some misbehaving and I was like, well, what do you expect? It's a little bit like the you wouldn't dress like that if you didn't want to get molested thing, except it's different because it's like, well, if you wanted your kid to behave, maybe you wouldn't dress him like the most famous misbehavior of all time. That seemed like a smart thing. That's not the thing I had a problem with, though. The problem was she was, like, letting this kid play around the stairs and the escalator, which is, like, the main zone where everyone's coming into the convention. Like, everyone who passes through the doors comes down those stairs or escalator. And there's, like, this main area where there's two escalators going up, two going down, and a set of stairs on each side, too. It's a big confluence. And she was just, like, she was, like, 8 feet away from him just taking pictures while he was, like, running around and climbing up the thing and all kinds of shit. And you're just like, dude, come on. Like, that's not necessary, right? It's the worst. So, yeah, if you're going to bring your kids, don't just run around. Okay, here's another one. When you're on, like, the busy part, the convention floor, and there's a bunch of people around, and this applies to any event, don't look at your fucking phone while you're walking around. Get yourself off to the side and get out of the way. And then look around and look at your phone and stuff like that. And then rejoin traffic in a smart way. Also, if you're just standing around chatting, this actually applies more. We went to a bar that I used to love and now kind of have a hate relationship with, which is the 1UP in Denver. Here's what I like about it. It's got a bunch of like old arcade games. Here's what I hate about it. It smells like pee and puke. And there are like way too many people there, and most of them aren't playing video games. Even that, I don't know if I'd have a problem with, but it's so crowded. And then people will just stand around in front of a video game that they're not playing instead of moving like 2 feet to the side where there's no video game and standing in the middle. Like, you don't need to stand in front of the game that you're not playing, like circled around it as if someone was playing it. Get the fuck out of the way. Get out of the way. Some of us came here to drink beer and play video games. And we're all out of beer, so we get another one. And then we even more want to play video games. I played Double Dragon with Nicanor, which, as we all know at the end, you get to the end, you beat up all these guys, and then you have to fight your partner. you know, only one of you walks away. And that part of that game sucks. I don't know why that part has to happen. It's like you rescue this girl, and then whoever wins the fight gets this girl. Which is weird, because she got kidnapped, and then it's like, you rescue her, but then she's like, well, I can only have one of you, so I think that rather than emotional whatever, you should just fight to the doom, to your mutual doom. And that seems like the most rational way to go about it, probably. Guys checking the doors. Oh, man. This convention center is sort of like an airport. Like, it has its own security. It's got its own, you know, horrible food stand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think that's most of my convention-going advice. Don't let things fall in the toilet. And then don't be a dick. And, you know, like, with that cleanliness thing, I think sometimes people, like, confuse their identity with being a dick, like who you are. It's like people do this with honesty. They're like, well, I'll just tell you straight, that's who I am. And it's like, yeah, you don't have to do that. I mean, yes, you can do that, but you don't have to be so honest that you're like, I don't care if this hurts someone or not. I don't think that's really being honest. I think honesty is about like saying, I am aware this might hurt someone, but I think the importance of saying it overrides the uncomfortableness of not saying it, right? Like, that to me seems like a more reasonable compromise there. If I don't say this, the consequences could be very bad. If I do say it, they could also be bad, but I can live with it. I can deal. I'm an adult. I did have one run-in, specifically with a nerd. There's a guy who was handicapped in some way. So I was doing a panel and I was sitting up there talking about whatever. And he was like galloping back and forth in the aisle a little bit and walking back and forth. And I know that sounds super disruptive, but it wasn't super disruptive. And he seemed to be listening, because like when someone would make a joke, there was one panelist who he seemed to really vibe with humor wise. Because whenever she made like a quip, he would laugh. And, you know, uproariously, but you're like, well, I don't know. And it was so strange, because I was just like, it would surprise me if he was able to, like, get here by himself. And, like, I feel like I have a hard time navigating the convention center, like, finding my pass, finding a place to park, getting here, getting to the place I need to be at the time I need to be for a thing. And then that's impossible for me, and I'm supposed to be a fucking grown-up. How the hell did this guy do that? He wasn't with anybody. He was by himself. He just took off afterwards. No one was waiting for him. I don't know. It was pretty mind-blowing, actually. But, I mean, it was cool. I guess good for him. You know what? Good for him, bad for me. It made me feel like shit. Because I'm like, God, why don't I have my shit together that much? So I'm going to go to this wedding. Because I didn't really go to anything except the things I was doing. And then just to walk the floor. So I wanted to go to something. And, well, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see, because I feel like weddings are all the same. You know, I talked about that like a few weeks ago. So if there's ever going to be a wedding that's not the same, it's got to be this one, right? Like, this has got to be the one that's going to be the most different of the ones I've been to. Certainly, expectation-wise, from the outset, if nothing else, I'm a total stranger, and they're dressed as Batman and some Game of Thrones lady. So it's got to be sort of different. It's got to be a little bit different than the average wedding attendance, right? So I'm headed there to see what I think, about. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll come out of this and be like, I want to get a wedding'd. Wow. Good one. Or maybe I'll be like, oh, it's the same fucking thing as every other wedding. It's just, you know, he's got a Batman thing on. It's probably different for him. But, you know, that's like the hallmark of every wedding, right? It's different for him and different for her, but not for me. Also, I have to tell you about my incident. So we'll have that coming up. Okay, I'm here. I'm at the wedding, trying to be discreet. You can hear everybody cheering there. So, I'm in the back row, watching this happen. On stage, we have the groom, who is dressed not as Batman, but as Bat Lantern, which is a combination of Batman and Green Lantern. Next to him, we have the Red Hood, I think. And we've got Princess Bride guy, a Jedi, Thor, and some asshole in a balaclava. Then we've got, on the lady side, I guess a Game of Thrones lady, a Little Mermaid lady, and then I don't know who the other people are supposed to be, and the two on the very end seem to maybe have not dressed up. Oh no, the one nearest the second to the end is Leela from Futurama. I think the last one in line might not have dressed up, though, which is a bummer. And I guess the wedding officiant is supposed to be George Lucas Jr. or something. And they're standing on stage in front of a Stargate. They came out to, like, the Star Wars song, like, 5 times in a row. And then, you know, they came out to, like, a normal wedding song. You know that song? What was the song? Rise Against the Front Porches, Swing Life Away song. That's got to be the wedding song, right? That's like the, you know, there's the Green Day graduation song. That's the wedding song. There are a lot of people here, but it's not crazy. I mean, for a wedding, it's a fuckload. But I don't know. I don't know what percentage of people actually know what's going on. And, they have a special guest. We'll see who the special guest is. Anthony Michael Hall. He was like the last person on a panel in here right before this. Like, he was on a panel that started right before this one. Because I was in the room at the time. So I was like, oh, I wonder... Maybe they're just like, well, who's going to be around? Anthony Michael Hall? Is he double-fisting beers? Is that a wedding thing that people do? I can't even tell. He had bottles of something. Now a very busted-looking Anthony Michael Hall is taking over. This is incredible, he says. I guess the guy's real name is Daenerys. That seems made up, but fine. A lot of Star Wars and other nerd jokes in here, I guess. This is just this guy making jokes of stuff. I don't even know. Oh, now he's making a Dune joke about spice, which I understand is like a drug. So I guess this is a drug-centric wedding. They have two bottles. And I guess they're going to combine them or something. I don't know what's going on. Other than the people being dressed up, you know what's weird about this? I thought, like, maybe this will be different because the people will be dressed up, right? But everybody here is dressed up. Like, in costumes, I mean. It's kind of like at a wedding how everyone wears a suit. So, like, why does anyone need to wear a suit? Okay, now they're combining liquids inside of a skull. I think it's a bottle from Crystal Skull Vodka. I'm not really sure what the point of this is. They're just taking turns pouring melange into this thing. Solange? Melange? Some shit? This is taking forever. And they have, like, easily listening music going on in the back room. They just keep going. They just keep going. They're still combining. You could have just poured out your whole thing. She took the topper off so she can pour it in faster, like, bottle style. Oh, and now she has to do his because he can't take it off with his Batman gloves on. Everyone enjoyed that. So, like, you know, at a normal wedding, it's like the guy's in a tux, but all the other guys are in tuxedos. And, like, at the lady's in a dress, but everyone else is, like, dressed fancy, too, or dressed weird. So the contrast isn't there. I guess if I went to a wedding and was expecting a normal wedding, and then everybody was dressed up in crazy costumes, that would be amazing. But when you're in a room full of costumes, and then they're in costumes, it's not so amazing. I'm sorry, I'm whispering. I don't want to be disruptive. I like this part of the wedding where they always have to do, like, oh yeah, combine things, light candles, throw rocks in a river, all that stuff. There was one, I went to a wedding where they gave us rocks. There were, like, rocks at our table. And then you were just supposed to, like, put them in a thing, like a jar. And then I guess they would keep the rocks or something. I'm not really sure what happened to the rocks. That just seems like a horrible, it's like, ugh, we have this stupid pile of rocks. What are we going to do with this? Well, we can't get rid of it. Those are our wedding rocks. Well, we can't get rid of those. Those are our wedding candles. We got to keep this thing in our fridge forever, or our freezer, because it's our wedding cake. Like, we're ever going to eat 5-million-year-old cake. Please. Just buy yourself a gift certificate for a cake. Now they're moving back to the Stargate. I guess they're done combining liquids like Dr. Dreadful's drink lab. A quote ceremony is happening. The Batman seems to be taking his gloves off. Oh, maybe they're taking their rings off. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know if I can stay. I think I gotta go. I think I'm too bored. I think this is too boring. And I'm sitting in the back of here just saying into a microphone how bored I am. Oh, but he's taking his cape off. His Batman cape. And now he's putting it on her. So this is like instead of rings. Oh my god. So now she's wearing a Batman cape. And he's capeless. Oh, maybe her name is Daenerys? Maybe that's who she's dressed as? Daenerys? I don't know Game of Thrones, you guys. Everyone tells me Game of Thrones. But I don't know. I don't know it. It's too hard for me to know. Should I just talk about my run-in I had? Where someone told me to touch her boob? So here's what happened. I'm at this thing, right? And so my first day costume was just an Avery label, like a 8.5 by 11 label with Krang printed on it. And so I had it on, and this guy was awkwardly talking to someone else on my panel afterwards, and he had a female friend with him. And so she was talking to me, you know, because we were just both standing around waiting for the other people. And what happened is, she's just started talking right away about, like, nerd speed dating and stuff, which happened. Oh, now they're doing vows. You make me so happy on a daily basis. I'm so glad you've chosen to marry me. And I want to let everybody know that this was her idea. Which the crowd enjoyed. He's laughing. He loves her so much, and he's happy she's going to be with him for the rest of his life. I guess they're being them. I think they're not in character right now. They've de-characterized. He took his mask off. Aaron, I've been thinking for months of what to say to you on this day. What's left to say that I haven't already, instead of reminding you of what you already know, I wanted to say something that would remind you of why it's me you chose. But we aren't that couple. You didn't choose me. I didn't choose you. We chose each other. You're my best friend. And I know that life with you will mean adventure. When we met almost 5 years ago, we didn't plan on any of this. But here we are, putting everything we have into this. I promise you that I'll keep doing that even when I'm tired and frustrated. After today, I'll give you my tired, my poor, and probably masses of something. but you'll also get the parts of me that not everybody knows. The butt. She didn't say that. Your biggest cheerleader. Your maid, your cook, your adventure buddy. As your wife, I'll be all those things and more. As my husband, you'll carry your own list of titles. Whatever happens, I want you to be by my side until my heart beats one last time. She's crying. As we stand here about to get actually married, I just want you to know I'm glad it's you up here. Don't ever forget that most importantly today, I wouldn't trade you for anyone else in the world to be my husband. I like you and I love you. Wow, she did a lot better than he did. I mean, it's still kind of the normal thing, but man, it seems like she actually put some work into it. He was a little short. Okay, so this lady was talking to me, and she just started right in on like the sci-fi speed dating and how that was full, but she met a girl outside and was like, hey, let's go have coffee. And I was like, yeah, I got the impression that maybe she was talking to me in a flirty way, but then she said that, and I was like, oh, cool, she's gay. No problem. So, you know, I was like, oh, well, that's a world record for fastest sci-fi speed dating. You didn't even have to go inside. I mean, that's speed. And she's like, yeah. She's like, you know, I learned it was good because then they're over 18, because last year at Comic-Con, I made the mistake of kissing a 15-year-old, which I was like, oh, yeah, we've all been there, which... I didn't say that, and I didn't think that, because that's a dumb thing to think, and not true. And then, she was like, so then her friend gets done talking, and came over, and he saw my Krang sticker, and I think he just got excited, because he was like, oh, cool, that's a cool Krang costume, and he touched the sticker, and then immediately was like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I just touched you, I just touched your body, because like, it seemed like he got so excited about the costume that he was like, oh yeah, you're not actually Krang. You are a guy. And so he was apologetic, and I was like, it's fine. I'm not like that worried about it. But then she was like, well, you could touch my boob to make up for it. And I was like, ha ha ha. And she's like, no, really, you could touch my boob if you want. And I was like, no. All I could come up with to say was, well, you know, I think I'm pretty boobed out for the day. Which was true, in my defense. But, yeah, so I didn't touch a boob. And now they're about to get married. And I just told you how I didn't touch a boob. Okay, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Okay, so I'm back in the car, in the safety of my faraway vehicle. How was the wedding? It was pretty much like a normal wedding from what I could... normal is the wrong word. Except I think that... it's super weird, but maybe... I can't help but wonder if it's in the attempt to be special and different... that weddings sort of fall into the trap of being not special and not different. Because as much as it was, okay, everyone was in costume, that was different. He gave her a cape instead of a ring, although, you know, I assume he's just giving her a ring later, right? So in all these things, they were sort of the same, or, you know, like giving her his cape is the analog of giving the ring. And so as much as it's like... a different way of doing that thing, the thing that they're doing is ultimately the same. It's ultimately, this is how I've seen people exchange rings at the wedding in front of everyone. This is what happens. And so that's what we do. What's the Comic-Con-y version? And like, so this was a Comic-Con one, but I feel like maybe what people end up doing at their weddings is like, what is our version of this? And then it kind of comes down to, well, how different of a ring exchange, what are the options, really? How different does a ring exchange get? You know, some people have, like, a kid bring it. Some people have a dog bring it. Some people, whatever, just have the rings, you know. And I guess that's the thing about Comic-Con wedding is, like, it's fun. I like that it suggests that, you know, probably the people getting married don't need everything to be just so. And they also have a bunch of strangers at their wedding. And the dad was dressed in a full Mr. Incredible costume, which was nice. But overall, like, is it a super different, super individual, like, I've never seen a wedding like this? No, not at all, actually. Like, it's so weird to talk about it this way, where I'm like, yeah, I've seen a million weddings like this. But really, how different is it that you're like, I'm dressed in a tuxedo versus I'm dressed in a Batman getup? It's different. Don't get me wrong. But, like, what it symbolizes is sort of, like, effort and, like, looking your best for this thing, like this is the best you ever look. And, like, you look proper and all that stuff. And, you know, Batman is just, that's more effort, honestly, and proper for a different context. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's just all that really happened was there was a change of context. And so then what's appropriate in the Comic-Con context, if they were dressed normally in a wedding gown and a tuxedo, that would seem more inappropriate for the context. And if the vows and stuff, if the little speech the guy gave was just the normal one, that would probably seem inappropriate. Not inappropriate, but just like, why would you get married here then? So yeah, it hasn't changed my mind on weddings one bit, I guess, going to this wedding. Didn't change my mind. I hope you enjoyed this tale of boobs that I told. I hope that's, like, audible. Otherwise, I'll probably have to trash this whole thing and start over, which is too bad. It does bring up a question that I feel like I've asked on this maybe in Renaissance Fair context or Comic-Con before, but kind of like a boobs question. I don't have boobs, and I don't have any equivalent. You know, we were talking about, I saw a guy who was dressed as Spider-Man, and his thing was way too tight in the front, and you could see the outline of his dick and balls. And I feel like no one wants to see that. You know, polling the room in general, no one wanted to see it. No one wanted to see him polling the room in a Spider-Man costume, is what my result of polling the room found. And, okay, I'm sure there's someone out there who wants to see it, but I think 90% of people don't want to see it, and the other 10% can Google that shit, right? Guy whose penis you can see through a Spider-Man costume. There's a lot of options. There's a guy who painted himself like Spider-Man, but he's naked. You can see his whole dick. I've seen it, and not even trying to. I just Googled fat Spider-Man, and that's what I got. Google should have a thing that it doesn't bring up naked stuff, and it's like, did you want to add naked? Did you mean naked fat Spider-Man? And then I could be like, no, I did not. So do not bring me that. Okay, anyway, I don't have this equivalent, so I'm trying to figure out discuss what the line is here in a weird way. Because here's the thing. Average walking down the street time, not appropriate to just, like, look at someone's boobs. I think we can all agree that it's, like, not appropriate thing to do. We're in Comic-Con, and someone has selected a costume, and maybe part of that costume is not super boob-centric. For example, I think a Wonder Woman costume is not necessarily boob-centric. It could be non-boob-centric, it can be non-butt-centric, you can add a cape, you could wear pants, you know what I'm saying? Or a Black Widow costume, or a Catwoman costume, let's say. It could be various tightnesses or loosenesses. If it has a zip in the front, you can decide how far up you want it zipped. This was like a common thing when I saw Black Widows, right? It's like some of them were zipped up to the top. Some of them were zipped up not to the top. Not even near the top. To where I'm like, why even have a zipper then? It's like if your zipper broke, you wouldn't even know. So here's my question, though. If you're wearing a boob-centric costume, if you're wearing a Power Girl costume where there's a boob window. And I think for the most part, it's safe to say, I don't think Power Girl is a favorite character of many people. Or you see a lot of Psylocke, which you can Google, Psylockes. And that's like a woman's one-piece bathing suit and often a boob or butt-centric costume. At what point, if you're wearing a boob-centric costume, how does one notice, observe, or appreciate said costume without also noticing, observing, and appreciating your boobs? I guess that's kind of where my question is. I saw probably 3 or 4 different guys who are dressed as Princess Leia in the slave outfit, right? Because that's like a common Comic-Con costume for some ladies. More so in the past, less so now. I saw 3 or 4 dudes dressed in it. And, you know, there were some gender-bending costumes. But I gotta say, like, most of the dudes I saw dressed in the Slave Leia costume seemed to be kind of doing it, like, as a joke. Like, it was fun. And I'm totally fine. Like, I'm not like, ugh, what an asshole they would do that. I'm just saying, they pretty much seem dressed like that for fun, for funsies. Not to make, like, a... Not because Slave Leia was their favorite character or Princess Leia's their favorite character. It's like, it's funny because I'm like a hairy dude who's topless, right? That's kind of where it seemed to be all going to me. I don't know where that was all going with that. I guess guys don't have an equivalent is what I'm saying. And like you would see a guy's naked torso, and that's sort of his costume, but it's like played for humor, you know. And I don't see the lady costumes that are that level of nudity often played for humor. I did see one, which I saw a bunch the 2 years ago, and was like, why is this so popular? Of Lilu from The Fifth Element in her like white strappy hospital garb or whatever that's mostly nudity. And I hadn't seen one, and then I saw one, and I was like, ah, well, I guess this is still a thing. It's a weird, it's not that weird to see one, because I believe there's one person out there who's that big a fan of The Fifth Element. But to see, like, 5 was weird, because I just feel like if I go up to any random 10 people, how many of them have seen The Fifth Element? Like, how many of the people who are listening to this know what I'm talking about? I don't know. You don't have to be a huge fan of something to dress like it. It's just an odd, it's a very naked choice. And, okay, it seems like a costume where the nudity is kind of the point. And guys are this way, too. You'll see a guy who's, I saw a guy dressed as Iceman, and he was just naked and body painted. And you're like, well, you wouldn't really, you could do that with fabric. Or, you know, I saw a guy who was dressed like this character from the Venture Brothers, right? And this character normally wears a shirt, but this guy wasn't wearing a shirt. And I think it was because he was, like, very muscular, and he's like, fuck it, I'm not wearing a shirt. This is what I got. And I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that. Like, I think it's kind of like a jack-off move. But also, what am I going to do? Be like, you must wear a shirt? I don't care. What I wonder, where it takes me in my mind, is I'm just like, okay, with that guy, I don't think that guy would have a problem with people being like, hey, you're very muscular. And it's like, thank you. I kind of think a lady would not be real into, hey, you got nice jugs there, madam. which, you know, I guess. And if their objection was to the word jugs, I would understand that. But you know what I'm saying is, like, there's no analog, so I don't know how people feel about this, but I also feel like there is a midpoint of, there have to be some ladies there who are dressed very nakedly, and that is, like, they know that's happening, and it's not just because, well, this is the only characters I like, and whatever. Like, sometimes, it's gotta be something there, right? But you don't know. Obviously, you don't know which one, who's what and what's what. I guess, like, my question at its heart is, How boob-centric and boob-focused does a costume get before or until it's like, whoa, that's a lot of boob on that costume. That is a boob costume. That is a boob. We just went into Boobville, USA, population, your boobs. And me saying this, I guess. But I'm just passing through. I don't know. And, like, it's a strange context because in a non-Comic-Con context, I would, again, be like, I don't know. I guess if someone chose to wear corsets every day to work, you would just have to deal with it. You would just have to learn to deal with it. Or, you know, there are a lot of costumes and there are a lot of young people there. And I'm like, yeah, most of these costumes would not fly like at a school dress code, right? Like anywhere there's any kind of dress code, most of these costumes wouldn't fly. And that's what's great about Comic-Con is you can wear that shit and it's fine. Like, who's going to stop you? But also, I don't know, like, which rules, what are the rules meant? Like, why, what's the point of a dress code in a non-work situation? And I feel like it's to cover people up, I guess, because, well, probably in a school it's to cover up girls because we feel like we've decided that boys can't handle that. Which I think middle school boys probably can't. At this point, I don't know, maybe our society will change, hopefully. But I don't think they could. And it's not girls' fault, but also what are you going to do? Just blind them? Just Slumdog Millionaire them? And then they'll be able to focus? It would be interesting to see how blind boys react to, like, knowing, okay, if they know there's a topless lady in the room, do they care? Does the very idea matter? Like, would they get a boner? If I was a blind boy in sixth grade and someone was like, your teacher's going to be topless today and she's pretty good looking, would you just be like, okay? Or would you say, like, this is uncomfortable? Would it matter? I don't know. A million questions for blind people, really. I feel like, too, whenever I hear someone ask questions of a blind person, it's like a cop-out, because it's always someone who's like, well, I went blind when I was 30, so, you know, I can still imagine it, and you're just like, ugh, that's not as interesting, that's not what I want. I want something who has no, I want a Helen Keller, asking her if she's, like, into hard dicks. Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm not saying something crazy by saying that there are people who dress away at Comic-Con specifically, and it's like, look at my boobs. But also, I feel uncomfortable looking at people's boobs. And so maybe that's where, you know, like always on this show, it comes back to me. I feel uncomfortable looking at people's boobs because in every other context, it's totally inappropriate. And maybe in that context, some people do want you to, and I'm sure some people don't want you to, and I'm sure some people want some people to and not other people. It's a very complicated situation, I must say. It's a very complex and strange situation that I don't know. I don't really know. I think with the guys, it's so much easier because I think that when a guy is, like, topless, he's either, like, very specifically, like, saying, yes, look at me, or he's saying, I don't give a fuck who looks at me. Like, I don't know if there's any other middle ground of, like, stuff, but maybe it's the same for ladies. I don't know. I don't understand Comic-Con. That's what I'm saying, I guess. I don't understand Comic-Con weddings. I don't understand the outfits. All I understand is comics. And when it gets away from that, I get confused. All right. We'll talk to you next time.